A right to peaceful protest and the rules, laws and regulations around COVID-19, are they in conflict? The Irish Council for Civil Liberties has written to the Justice Minister saying that guidelines around protesting safely during lockdown are now urgently needed. This follows the violence that erupted at an anti-lockdown protest in Dublin last weekend. Another protest is planned for Cork tomorrow. The ICCL's chief executive is Liam Herrick. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Mary.
And we have, you know, a much cherished right to freedom of assembly, freedom to peaceful protest. But there has to be a balance, doesn't there? As against having, can you have a gathering, a protest during a pandemic at level five, a level five lockdown?
Well, Mary, as you say, the right to peaceful assembly is a fundamental democratic right. It's an essential part of our democracy, along with the functioning of our parliament, the courts and the media. And what we would say is there's examples from around the world that even at high public health restrictions, it is possible to have peaceful protests. They must, of course, be restricted. What we saw in Dublin last weekend was completely wrong. It was completely irresponsible. People's health was being put at risk. But what we have seen is small, socially distant protests with people wearing masks in countries like the United States, in Israel, in France and in Germany, even at the highest levels of restrictions. And we believe that if the law and guidelines were put in place here, people would be able to express their political views in a safe way, which we think is essential, even in this restricted period.
How do you do that when attending a rally would require me to take what would be seen, I think, as a non-essential journey, and it could well be beyond my 5K, and that's just for starters.
I think one of the problems with the way we have structured our restrictions here, we all accept that there has to be restrictions on movement at the moment, is that it is illegal for you to leave your home unless you have a reasonable excuse. There's a list of reasonable excuses prescribed in the regulations, include exercise within 5 kilometres, caring for a relative, going to school and so on. But because we have not made any specific reference to the democratic right to take part in a strike or a protest, there's a huge amount of discretion then given to An Garda Síochána. And that then feeds a sense of legal uncertainty and indeed inconsistency. What we've seen is the guards have shown discretion and have facilitated some demonstrations and strikes over the last years, but the picture is uneven. And I think that's uncertain for the guards and indeed for the public.
Well, let me ask you this to end. There is a rally or a protest planned for Cork, an anti-lockdown protest planned for Cork tomorrow. Gardaí are quoted on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, clearly saying it's an offence for a person to organise an event such as this rally. It's not considered a reasonable excuse to leave your home to attend such an event. These events can be super spreaders. Do you believe this protest in Cork tomorrow should go ahead?
No, and we have to be clear, everybody has a responsibility at the moment to each other. We should not take part in mass events where people are not wearing masks and not practising social distancing. However, we should distinguish those dangerous events from people who are legitimately trying to express their views. They want to wear masks, they want to practice social distancing, and we've seen them organise small local protests with respect to the danger of a large protest. So we should distinguish in law and indeed in guidelines the distinction between the two.
Liam Herrick of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties, thank you.